Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
I was like, oh, so if I'm not just a traumatized person, would I have gotten married? Like, if I had known that, if I had truly believed that when I was 24.
And I, that's the question. So that's the money question.
Would I have gotten married? I don't think so.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy, and this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
Smooth.
Where we give you an uncensored look into our learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
We are thankful that you tuned in.
Yes, thank you. So, continuing with our season's theme of taking our shit back, we are going to do something different but the same in this episode. We're going to take it back to like a season one vibe where we talk more about us
our relationship.
And like a married, you know, actually the what the podcast is about. So we're going to give y'all an episode we hope and we think reflective of season one. Mm-hmm. And so in our first segment, we're going to discuss if we think we got married too young.
Okay.
Second is our fight or flight, where today I'm confronting Mikey about not reading The Room.
What does that mean?
What I said.
But I always read The Room.
Okay, so if you read The Room, you don't care about what you've read. And so that's what my fight is.
Got you. Your fight is that you don't care about what I'm reading in The Room.
No. Okay, not doing this with you. Finally, we'll wrap it up with our PDA segment where we show each other some love and or thank each other for something.
Why and I have like some deep PDA. Your thigh is next to me. I just want to touch your leg.
I thought you were trying to stop me from moving my leg.
No.
I was like, I don't do that. It's what you do.
You were doing it, but no.
No, I wasn't.
I was just touching you.
Oh.
We hope you enjoy.
We hope you enjoy. All right, y'all. Main topic.
Go ahead.
Do you want to read it, baby?
I like saying main topic.
Go ahead. Finish the sentence.
You do it.
No, go ahead. I'm leading and I want you to do. Go ahead.
I love you. The main topic is, did I trap Randy too early? Did Randy trap me too early? Yes. Yes, she did.
So the backstory is, y'all, I was editing a podcast that I can't talk about yet, but that will be coming out soon. Mm-hmm. And the host was interviewing someone and had asked them about their previous marriage and if their previous marriage had ended because of age, because they got married too young. And it got me thinking, like, oh, we've never had this conversation before.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you. And so when I asked Mike about what he thought about doing this for an episode, he was like, yeah, I think that's a good idea. So that's the backstory. You know, just pulling inspiration from everybody. So we had a production meeting and I was telling Mike that I was thinking that at the time I was not very cognizant of my age. Like I wasn't like, oh, we're so young.
No.
Because the trajectory has seemed to be very linear for us. We've been together since 2008. We got married in 2016. I was 24 when we got married, right? You were?
I was 24, you were 23 or 25, 24. That sounds about right. Yes.
And it didn't, age never occurred to me, but I was wondering, like, I don't know, I feel like so much of my decision to get married at the time was wrapped up in a narrative or trope I was like playing into about myself. So the narrative was, you know, I had been through, you know, some sexual trauma and childhood stuff, and I really wanted stability and security. And I was like, well, you know, I've already had that is he the one question when I was studied abroad, and I had met other guys that were very charming. And I was like, oh, my God, Mikey's not the only person in the world with the gift of gab. Or
first time you didn't like just outright say the country.
He wasn't the one. Mikey.
That was the first time. It was the very first time. Normally you just be like, you just say the country.
In Benin.
I went out of town and I saw other people.
In Benin. And I was like, oh.
You saw cute niggas and was like, oh, it's more cute niggas.
No, there are lots of cute niggas. There are lots of cute people in the United States.
Okay.
It was not just cuteness. It was a vibe.
It was a vibe.
Which is what I told you.
And that's what we're doing. We're taking up vibes with people. That's what you were doing when you was over there? I didn't know that. Got you. So you caught vibes and you started to reconsider your relationship.
No, I didn't. I was like, oh, have I been staying with Mikey because I've been thinking that he's the only one in the world?
You had to
like him.
Analyze it? Just take a
Because I think it's very easy to make it, like, to choose something if you've never tried or been introduced to anything else.
Absolutely.
And so I had never really hung out. We grew up with the guys we all know. Like, we all went to the same schools. My mom was very strict. There was no...
Yeah, you were very sheltered.
There was no meeting. Like, there was none of that. And so...
For you.
Yes. And so the people that I knew were the people that I had always known. And so when I studied abroad, I was like, oh, there are other people in this world.
And they wanted to marry you.
And I had a crisis of like... Oh my God.
She's not going to respond to that
part. I'm not dealing with
you. We're not going to respond to that part? That's true.
We're not.
Though. They wanted to marry you.
Not out of vibes. Just
to come to the
conversation. Which is actually very transparent of them.
Yes.
To be like, I actually just want to get over there. So will you marry me? So those proposals don't count.
Okay.
So anyway, Groot is walking around here. Groot, go sit down.
Go ahead.
This dog. I wish y'all could see this dog. Anyway, I had a crisis of, like, I was like, oh, my God, have I just been with Mikey because he's the only one I've ever known? Or?
Am I settling for this normal-ass regular dude?
You are not normal or regular.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyway, so I realized, no, I'm not settling. And you are uniquely you.
Why did you say there like you were pained?
No one in the world like you. I don't care where I go.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's why.
I was like, okay, I'm on to something. So anyway, so that was the crisis that was settled. But then I realized now that we're older and we've been together for so long, married for 6 years now, we're in our sixth year, and that I play into this trope of like, oh, Randy's like this broken, flawed person. And, you know, I just didn't think very highly of myself. And I just really wanted to protect myself, and not saying that you're like this safe, easy choice, because you are not.
I am a safe, easy choice. No? You don't think so?
I do not.
Looking at your life right now, 5 years married.
I'm not saying my life isn't good.
I'm not saying about your life. I'm talking about just seeing who I have been. Do you not consider, like, actually, this was like a safe course?
I think I'm the thrill of my life. I think that I am in the thrill.
Got you.
So, so I just never thought, I can't, am I explaining this? Like, I just
You
never,
are. So what, you started asking me what was the trope that I was like living.
Yeah, like
or
I was
what?
Playing to this, like, oh, this broken, you know, meek thing. And so on
I'm the flip
like,
side of that, I was living the life of like this dude who just was just always going to fuck up. I was kind of like sticking to that narrative. No, like, I really, really wanted to be, I knew I wanted to be in a long-term relationship. I absolutely knew I wanted to be married with kids, but I wasn't acting like it. And I was We have two different experiences. While you was in the house, I was outside, like outside. And so I have experienced a lot of different relationships. I've met a lot of different women. I know a lot of different people. I've come across a lot of different, I've seen relationships with very interesting dynamics. Maybe all types of dynamics. I can't say that I have like missed one. And I saw what I didn't want. I saw some pieces of what I wanted. And I started thinking like I can create what I wanted, but I really had to take a hard look at like myself and try to figure out whether or not I was going to be able to fit in this picture that I was painting of what like a good future looked like, or like me in a good relationship. And when I saw that picture, it was you. It was very, very clearly you. You were the best choice. However, some other episodes may dive deeper into this. We ain't got to go there. I was fucking up. And like, I almost...
Which we have episodes about.
I'm taking chances with something that is extremely special to me, right? But I told myself, like, if this is what I want, then this is something that I can do. It's just going to require this type of work. And I committed to doing that type of work. And it was like, that was a point blank period for me. But looking back, I could see how I could have gone another direction and gone another way. Because, well, I don't think we were too young. Not that like we're like talking about this. Because like, what's too young to you? Give me like an age number, age range of people getting married.
Fresh out of high school.
Oh, absolutely. What, 19, 18?
Too young.
Anything before is a two in front of it. Is I think it's too young. However, there are people who were married like before we were on this earth at like 18, 17, mm-hmm. 16 when it was like legal and so.
I think that I definitely played into like, I don't know if I would say too young either, but I definitely feel like you always felt like you knew yourself. Mm-hmm. And I also always felt like I knew myself, but I never considered that I could, that what I knew was flawed or could change.
What do you mean?
Like, yeah, I was like, I had been through a lot and I was traumatized. Like, that's who I was, but that wasn't who I, that's not who I only am.
Yes, you are not.
But I did not know that. When we got married.
No, that is not how you carried yourself for our first couple years of marriage. No,
Mikey's going to be like the one that like lived this life and was out in these streets. And now we'll just have like these funny stories. And like Randy will be like the one that was like in the house, going to school, did the things, you know, academically. But like now that I'm married and I'm just like, I still can have like...
Yes, you can.
Hot girl summers. I'm just... This summer I got caught up,
mm-hmm.
you know, but next summer I shall not.
Struggle summer.
But no, I was like, I didn't even think that I just always thought I'd be like, I always thought I'd be who I was. I thought that was the only person I was. And so that's why I feel like I got married. That wasn't the only reason, but it just felt like, oh, this is like, you know, I've done like, I just really wanted a break from drama.
In the meanwhile, I was clashing against who I was and didn't want to be. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
At what point did you realize that you were being something that you didn't want to be?
What? What do you mean?
Like, that you, at what point in our marriage did you realize that you were more than your trauma? And do you think that a shift started taking place?
I mean, I think that being loved well definitely showed me that over the years. Also, therapy, you know.
Yes.
We've been in therapy. You know, I stay in therapy.
I think when part you started doing therapy,
I need to stay in somebody's
I think when you started doing it, like you started hitting a lot of light switches all at once.
Yeah.
And I think you started getting like blind, like you were in like legit darkness. And
so
then like,
I was like, oh, so if I'm not just a traumatized person, would I have gotten married? Like if I had known that, if I had truly believed that when I was 24.
And that's the question. So that's the money question.
Would I have gotten married? I don't think so. We would have been together, but I don't think that I would have gotten married. Yeah, maybe we would have been together.
I can honestly,
I don't know.
See, we got to this point in pre-production and we stopped. But in complete honesty, if I didn't know myself, we would not be married. We would not be married at all. I would just be out here.
What do you mean? What
just,
do you mean if you didn't know yourself?
We started talking about this before. And we started like having a conversation of like the lives that people live through certain time periods, right? So they say that you don't really like fully mature until you hit what, mid-20s for women?
25 is frontal lobe development.
20 for men or something like that. So naturally people go through like certain stuff in middle school. Then they go through certain stuff in high school. They go through certain experiences in college. Then they live out their 20s. They feel more mature in their 30s. And sometimes they're ready to settle down and like have kids and do these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I lived my 20s and my teens. And I lived like, my timeline kind of moved up in that way. And so I felt and knew that I was mature enough to understand what I was getting into and was fully aware of what I would be letting go of. And to me, the pros just kind of outweighed the cons. And that's how I was able to make that decision. I think that if I didn't put any thought into that, any care into it, or take into account or factor in you and how important you were to me at that time and how important you would be to my future, that I would not have, like, I would have just kind of like, maybe I would have found some way to just kind of work my way into your life later, just so I can like hit.
No, I would have been in Benin. You would have had to come find me. You would have had to come.
I would. I would have came across. It would have been some type of like Facebook post, something. I would have seen. I was like, okay, that's the one. Target acquired. And I would have shot my shot. And I would have made it.
Would you?
I would have. I can say that with confidence.
So much confidence.
Yes, and that's who I was before life got to me.
Mm.
You disagree? You really don't think I would have? What would your life have been like if you weren't married to me?
I don't know.
Hypothetically, play around with it. October. So we talked about this in the previous episode. October, I do not drive up there. I do not come see you because I'm thinking this is another thing that's going to blow over before my girl go out of the country.
Been deathly wrong.
Before she it's going to blow over. She'll be all right. You leave the country. You have a couple of awakenings. You lose your grandmother during that time. A lot of life-altering events happen at once. New space, new experiences, loss. Mm-hmm. You don't hear from me during that time? Because, again, I'm thinking this is going to blow over. What happens? Tell me what Randy's life does over, like, the course of 10 years following that.
I don't know. I don't think, which leads me to, like, the next question of, like, do we regret getting married when we did? Because I don't think that, you know, like, y'all know we love This Is Us. If you haven't watched it, watch it. This is a spoiler.
It's a great show.
There's an episode where Randall was asked to think about what it would have been like if his mom had, if his dad had survived the fire. Mm-hmm. And if Rebecca had told him then that he had, that he, like, she knew his father. And she knew his father.
And if you don't watch This Is Us, watch it on Hulu. But basically, Randall is, like, married to Beth. They have a really great family. Three daughters.
He's adopted by this white family.
And so they have three daughters. One of the daughters is adopted. They're beautiful. It's just a beautiful family. Great storyline.
What are you talking about?
Because you're about to say what happens when Randall goes through his.
Oh, yeah. Thing. So Randall has his life in the right now. But his therapist asked him to consider what his life would be like if his dad was alive and if he knew that his biological father was always alive. And he has created this fantasy of, like, everything working out and the family is, like, perfect. And his therapist is like, you full of shit. What do you really think would have happened? And, like, Randall ends up being a cute.
Randall become
a
cute.
He doesn't ever meet Beth. He doesn't get married. He doesn't reconcile with his father. Like, it's just bad. And I think that would have been the case for me. Like, I don't fantasize about, if I didn't get married, I would have, like, had this other life. I don't think that if I had thought higher of myself, maybe I wouldn't be in so much therapy. Like, maybe I wouldn't have needed so much therapy, but I don't imagine that I would have had this perfect, not flawed life. You know, I think that being married when we did was right for us, just on time, and matched the, like, trajectory we were
on. I think this was supposed to happen, which is why when I do make jokes about it, but I do feel like at some point we would have found each other.
And I think that learning about myself and learning to love myself and radically accept myself and all these things and be myself is completely plausible and possible in this marriage. And it's mainly because of who you are and who I, like, always had faith about who you were. And, you know, you all about me getting mine and seeing me and, you know.
So, I, like, think I don't prior feel to like... having that attitude, my issue was, and you spoke to it just a second ago, while I know myself, I did not think highly of myself either. And so it wasn't until we started exploring those things that, like, I was able to even be the type of person who could encourage you to, like, grow or give you the space to love yourself differently or see yourself in the light that you see yourself in. Like, because it's not impossible to think of a scenario in this situation where, like, I'm an abusive partner and I'm, like, making you feel worse about yourself in any type of way I need to kind of manipulate you so that I feel like I'm in a position of power because I feel like I have no power outside of this relationship, you know, like, or things, because that's, like,
a thing
that happens. It's more common than we think. I don't think I'm, like, it's outside of the possibility that something like that could happen, but I think because of the conversation that we had and because of the way things happened, that it didn't. But the point that you just made was
cool point.
The thinking highly of yourself thing. I think that's...
Yeah, like, I feel like I don't regret it because I don't think I would have had the life. Like, I'm having a lot of fun.
You could have been that person, though.
But I mean, my life would be vastly different.
Yeah, world traveler. Maybe you had your Nobel Prize already. Maybe it's me that kept you from...
I don't think that...
Being Maya Angelou.
That would be true. I think other things may have been heightened if... I don't know. I don't think it would be true. Do you regret it?
Do I regret what? Getting married?
When we did.
Absolutely not.
You want just one more summer?
I had just one more summer.
Fuck. In 2009. Yes, I remember.
I think... No, I'm good. I'm good. Because the pattern would have just been the same. Like, oh, a new girl. Oh, she looked good. Oh, a new girl. Like, there are pretty women that exist in this world. Like, just chasing them. You will chase them until you die. There are beautiful women exist. What do you want besides that? What is there in the world for you besides that? Are you thinking about that or considering it? Because what happens when you ain't beautiful no more? Like, what happens?
No, you'll always be very pretty.
Thank you.
You are.
I lost track. Thank you. I appreciate it. What happens... When, like, what's what happens when things get like deeper than sex, when it gets real? What happens if you like almost lose your life? What happens if like you need like legitimate help?
What happens
like,
when you miscarry?
Like what happens when you need like real support? Is the sex or this person's level of attractiveness enough? Did you know that an ass is just fat?
Mikey.
Like, it's just fat. That's all it is. And we have this attraction and we are drawn to like this fat. That's all it is. It's just fat. Since when you know what titties are? This is bad. And so my mind, like, you're just constantly looking for the same thing. Well, maybe like a pretty face attached to it. It has to be something more. It has to be something more than fat on a person that you are drawn to. And so you got fat in all the right places. So checked and I was good. I could now think further. What about these other things? How her mind work? What happens if y'all have conversations? Like, do you have anything in common? Did you realize while having a conversation with her that she's an idiot? Because then you might have to like readjust your thinking and now you have to look somewhere else. But no, I don't think that it was too early for us. I do see in situations how somebody fresh out of college might want to reconsider marrying, just depending on who you are. But we did the premarital counseling.
We had a lot of conversations, just a lot of work
on the front end to really decide whether or not we wanted to move forward. And I think that you and I, who we are, would have had a serious conversation before the wedding night if we felt like it wasn't gonna work.
Way before the wedding night,
but I'm saying like at the very
least. We were engaged for 2 years. But
at the very least, before we said I do, was there any more money went to this woman for this location?
No.
Then we would have been like, actually, no.
Yeah, I was ready. No. I was ready. I was just going on that honeymoon. I'm just going to cruise. I was ready to sleep.
I loved our honeymoon. I know that you have mixed feelings about it.
Maybe we'll do an episode about the honeymoon.
We will.
Maybe I want to do over.
Well, we have to do another baby moon.
Yes, we do.
Maybe we'll talk about the baby moon and see how we can compare that to the honeymoon.
Because, yeah, we need a do-over.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was great with you, but we were the youngest people on the boat. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I love you. We were not the youngest people on the boat. I'm pretty sure there was some type of child labor laws being broken and someone washing dishes was younger than us.
Mikey, engagement. I'm not dealing with you. If you're married, do you think you got married too young? And would you change your mind if you could?
How did you know you were ready to get married?
That is a good question.
How did you know you were ready to get married?
How did you know? Real quick. Because we know we got
to. How did I know that I was ready to get married? It's a... Oh, man.
Real quick.
Oh, how do you... It was a feeling. I prayed very heavily. This is one of the times where I got like a vocal response from God. I was like, oh, shit. All right. Okay. Thank you. And I was good.
Yeah. I never had...
Am I ready for this? Should I be like, yes?
Sometimes I doubt now. I'm like, this is... Sometimes I'm like, how is this supposed to work?
It's not supposed to work. We are opposites in every way.
No, we're not.
We are opposite. Like, I'm talking about like scientific. Like, just there's a lot that
there is
should
so
not
much
work
in
here.
Our birth charts that are identical.
Those are the things that work. But this could also implode if one thing was different. If a couple of things were just a little off, this would not work. How did you know?
It's just a feeling. My intuition was
it's
screaming.
A feeling that this like, was the one.
You better do it. You always ignore me, but you better fucking listen today.
You regret it?
No. I am having fun. It's a hell of a life.
I don't know how to feel about that.
It is a hell of a life that we are living. So y'all shoot us an email at blackmailmarriage@gmail.com.
Or leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Yes. Or hit us up on social media like y'all always do with your thoughts on this episode.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Fight or flight.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, 'cause it's fight or flight.
All right, babe. My fight or flight is, you don't read the room well.
I disagree. Lately. Go. How do I not read the room well? We both just gonna drink water.
I actually have a scientific reason why I need to be hydrated.
I do too. Okay. It's the sickness that I got from your child.
Okay. I'm pregnant.
Continue.
I'm pregnant.
Okay.
I'm pregnant. Also, yes, thank you all so much for your excitement. It is a boy.
It's a boy.
Like I told Mikey when I told him I was pregnant, I already that. Knew. It's a boy. Mm-hmm. And we are very, 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 very happy. He beat me up. But he loves me.
You talking about me or?
The baby.
Oh.
So I'm pregnant and this pregnancy is different. And mm-hmm. we realize that it's very different in a lot of ways from Drew. And yet, and you know this, mm-hmm. you are highly aware of how vastly different this pregnancy is for me.
You ever know how like sometimes you be walking in the same direction as somebody, then you realize that you shouldn't be walking in that direction?
No, keep agreeing.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I'm like, Mike, I be having these stomach aches because I get too hungry. I get very nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you do? You come up to me. And normally, any other day, any other time in my life, this would be wonderful. And you'll grab me by my throat, all sexy-like. And you'll pull me in for a kiss.
I did this one time.
No, you haven't. Don't lie to these people, sir. You've done
one
it multiple
time, two
times.
2 days ago, I walked up and
You've
grabbed
done
you by
it
your
multiple
neck
times.
To kiss you.
To kiss me. And this mm-hmm. would have been sexy and great any other time of my life, but
got
it's
you.
Not. And I keep telling you, Mike, babe, I feel like you're mad at me. Babe, are you angry with me? Babe, what's wrong? I'm pregnant.
Okay.
I'm pregnant.
Got you.
Babe, I just want to touch you. Babe, you look so sexy. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm giving you what you want. You have a daughter and you have uh-huh. a son.
Okay.
And you want more and more and more. And I'm sitting here stressing.
Uh-huh.
Pregnant, tired, nauseous, achy, with this bad taste in my mouth that
and
I've had
fine.
Since my... Fine. This is the shit I'm talking about. This is the shit I'm talking about.
So what are you saying? You're saying that I should do what?
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
That's what you're going for. All right. I can't fight that. I can't fight that at all. I will flee.
No.
You are right. You are right. I should just leave you alone for the next 4 months, 6 months. Where we at? I can't do math.
4 months.
4 months. No problem.
You're not. Shut the fuck
we
up.
We will talk again in December.
Maggie, that is
for
not.
For Christmas. Maybe I can hold your hand while we open gifts. What do you want from me?
And sometimes I be wanting to be touched.
Exactly. So,
but
what do
I
you
initiate
want?
That. I want you to like listen to me.
What do you want?
Stop asking me if I'm mad at you. Yes, I'm mad at you. I'm always mad at you. I'm pregnant. Yes. One. Stop doing that. Yes, I'm upset. Yes. Yes. If you feel like it, I am.
Got you. But I felt
Babe,
like
what
you
do
wanted
you need?
To be hugged one
what
time.
Do you need? It's
I felt
always
like you wanted to be kissed on one time. I felt
and
like
then
hey.
You have these moments where you're completely absent. I'm up here throwing up in the bathroom. And Mike don't give a fuck now.
What was
with
I
Drew.
Doing during that time?
Mikey, multiple times.
No, the last time. I think I was putting up laundry or something. I was putting up laundry.
Drew,
our room is a whole other night.
I made.
Our room is a wind tunnel.
Mikey
we got three
there.
Fans going, Randy. It's
Mikey.
So many fans. I swear, I did not hear you at all.
Mikey.
And normally
babe,
you scream
babe,
like,
are you okay?
The dinosaurs
no,
in
I'm
Jurassic
not okay.
Park.
I just threw up everything.
I walked
and
outside
never,
and Randy just looked kind of sad.
You never checked on me.
I did not know you were throwing up.
Or when I be needed something.
When?
Or Drew be waking up in the middle of the night. You know who's hopping out of bed?
Who? I don't know, gotta be asleep.
Exactly.
Until it's time for
so
me to wake up and then get her
where
ready.
You're like,
and take her to daycare.
I'm not saying you're not doing things.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is your concept of the room is inconsistent.
Got you. You just want me to be more consistent in leaving you alone and serving you better. Like that's what you're
yes.
that's what you're saying. Okay. I will work on that.
Your sign is two fish mm-hmm. swimming this way and that. So you understand.
Okay.
How to do whatever I need you to do.
Balance is, yes. So, okay. I will work on that.
So you're fleeing?
Yeah, I am.
The first flee. This is reminiscent of season one. Mike didn't flee at all second season.
Don't get married.
You're too young.
PDA.
PDA. God. Okay, before we get into that PDA, Nike just clapped like, you didn't hear how loud that was?
Yeah, I have a loud clap. This mic picked it up. They'll pick it up. Should be good to line it up when you're trying to.
Even if that mic didn't pick it up, we saw you. Like the video saw your clap. So you didn't even have to.
I'm the person who at graduation, you hear my clap, you hear my scream, and you hear everything else above all else. It's from practice, from being that asshole kid in middle school where like we did applause and I'm the one still clapping it in, going back and forth with somebody else, and they do like a little clap here and there. Just try to keep going.
Not reading the room. This is consistent thing that you've done in your life.
I clap. Yes, I've always clapped loudly.
PDA, y'all. So before we get into our PDA for each other,
what's up?
We want to give our patrons some love.
Our patrons?
Patrons.
Patrons.
Some love. You know what I meant.
I know, but what you said was...
So Patreon is a platform where creators get paid for the work that they currently do and produce. Mm-hmm. And we are creators and we do work. And so we have a village over there on Patreon that really help us and inspire us and give us ideas. And they get to see all the stuff we do first before we give it to y'all. And they'd be like, yeah, that's great. Or maybe not. And it's been really great. And we have some new patrons. So we want to give some special thanks to them. So thank you to Latricia Mitchell and Miss Lorraine Lee for joining our Patreon.
Welcome to the family.
Thank you so much. And special shout out to Shakinya and Latrice for upping their pledge on Patreon.
Does that mean they like us more than they previously did?
I think that we're not gonna say that.
Does that mean that the quality of our work has gotten even better and they saw the worth of it and so they said, hey, I'll give you more?
Maybe they heard our episode, No One Is Coming to Save Us, and thought that they would. So we are so grateful for y'all's support.
Thank you for saving us.
Thank you so much for your patronage. All right, babe. Your
PDA, me first?
Yes.
Oh, well, this is the easy one. So today is, what is it, June 20-something? So the day after Father's Day. I had a great Father's Day.
Are you thanking me again for that?
I didn't do it the first time because are we recording right now? So none of that.
Oh, that's not on the thing. Okay. Go ahead.
It's Father's Day. it's the day after Father's Day, and I had an amazing day yesterday.
Great.
An amazing day yesterday. You always worry about the gifts that you give or what you're going to do. I did.
Okay.
I did. It was odd. It was so weird.
I was odd about it.
It was just nice.
I was odd about it.
All right, so here's the way our life normally works. Normally, I drive us everywhere. That ain't happening no more. Randy can't stand being in the passenger seat, the back seat, anything but the driver's seat.
Because I will throw up in the car.
And so the only thing that keeps her from being nauseous is driving. So you drove us to and fro.
Yes.
And fro again to somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
We got to the place and there's food.
The place? My grandfather's house.
Oh, I'm going to be specific. So Randy and them, they put together this barbecue situation, and I didn't have to cook any food.
No, you didn't.
I didn't have to cook any food. I didn't have to prepare any drinks. I didn't have to make a plate. It was just nice. The food was delicious.
Who made your plate?
Oh, I did make my plate. I did make my plate. But like, that's only because I was trying to figure out my portions.
Oh, okay.
No, it's fine.
I don't remember making a plate.
I didn't have to throw away my plate. I didn't have to clear anything. That was weird. Yes. My refills kept coming to me.
Did you grab a beer?
No. It was nice. It was just nice. And the beers kept coming with
limes.
We
had some balance because Drew was...
It was.
Drew was drewing.
So
duality.
I don't know. I felt appreciated. I just felt appreciation. Like in every little thing that you did during that day. And it was a really good day. On top of that, we announced that we're having a boy.
Yes.
You wrote your post.
I did.
You gave me a card that's
in the
around
car
somewhere that I will see at some point. But I know it exists.
I'm going to actually give it to you.
So I'm excited about that. Gave me my chocolate. You did a great job.
Thanks.
I don't be asking for a lot. Half of the time, I don't ask for nothing. But you figure it out. You do a great job. You have to give yourself more credit because you are actually a great gift giver.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it.
Thanks, babe.
I felt loved, seen, and appreciated this weekend. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
That next Father's Day, though, that baby going to be out.
I know.
And there's other things that I'm expecting
we're gonna have
after the food and drinks.
What are you expecting, Mike?
Fun. Good old-fashioned adult, happy, happy, fun time.
We'll have a newborn.
Who will be gone. He will be approaching 1 year old and he will be elsewhere.
Will he?
Yep.
Because June and November are far apart. That's a big approach.
That's all right. It's fine.
I think I'll probably be, that's around the age where I'll be ready to like.
This is proof that like the second baby get treated differently. June ain't go nowhere for
she didn't go anywhere
for a year.
No, she started daycare 7 months. She started daycare 7 months. Because you cried and I didn't, because I was ready.
I did not cry. I was thirsty that morning.
Mikey,
I was
dehydrated. You cried when we dropped her off.
There was something in my eye. Continue.
Mikey, it was something in both your eyes for a few minutes?
Yeah, it happens. You ain't never been in the desert. Nigga, go.
I've cried before. So I've definitely cried before. And that's what it was. So my PDA.
Yes.
I've kind of thanked you for this already. But I've really been enjoying watching basketball with you. And
this has been an interesting postseason, and that's why. But
and making you laugh. You've been laughing at me a lot, which makes you feel funny and witty.
Your questions are hilarious.
I just am so stuff, like, I'm learning about the Greek freak. Who I just like.
This is where you go with your PDA.
For the Bucks.
You about to irritate me with your PDA?
I didn't know he had acid.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Nets is the home team. The moment
we
Brooklyn got a basketball team, I became a fan. So they are my number two team. Now go ahead. So I'm a Nets and Celtics fan. The Nets lost to
the Bucks
because Kevin Durant can't carry 12 niggas for too long. It's impossible. It's too much to ask. Randy is sitting and we're watching this game. We're watching everything together. And Randy is laughing at Giannis and the fact that he's struggling with free throws.
I've never seen it in my life. Like, I didn't
I'm
know
explaining
that...
to her what's happening and she's still looking confused, but she's like, this makes
he
absolutely...
He sits at the free throw line and he practices.
He'll do yoga.
And then... when he gets the ball,
he practices more,
and the crowd begins to count down. It is so fascinating. I was like, this is crazy.
But the entire time we're watching this game, mind you, we've been watching this whole series. The entire time we're watching this game, Randy has never heard his voice before.
I've never heard his voice.
So the game ends. Kevin Durant unfortunately does not make the final shot, but it's all right, KD, you're still great. And then Randy hears his voice.
And I was like, oh, you didn't tell me he had an accent.
Asshole.
That's not the point. I've been really enjoying like doing like basketball things with you when mm-hmm. the baby sleep and like watching, but also just like being goofy with you. You've been just laughing at me. You make me feel like I'm not just pregnant.
You're not.
Even though you aren't reading the room when I need you to. Okay. Like the other day.
This is what is most
the other
I'm doing.
Day,
right.
I really just needed to like cry or like just fall into your lap. But it's really difficult because I'm, you know, I have a whole belly in the front now. So you were laying mm-hmm. in the recliner seat. And I was trying to straddle you, and it wasn't really working because I'm
pregnant. Yes.
Yes, and I just kind of like laid my head in your belly.
Mm-hmm.
And you just held me. It was just really nice. And I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You also, this is combination, have been letting me have your side of the bed. Even though I know you hate my side of the bed, but I've been sleeping so good.
I'm not even gonna speak to it. But I won't say anything bad. Yeah,
so
I'm glad
good.
That you are enjoying that.
I've been sleeping so well.
You have been sleeping well. You want to know how I know you've been sleeping well?
You're sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Because when I wake up to get your baby, because she's crying about something,
mm-hmm.
or she wants some milk, or she realizes her mm-hmm. cover is off or something, mm-hmm. you be out. And if you're not out, I hate you. if you're telling me that you're actually not sleeping, we have issues.
I would never pretend to be asleep so that I don't have to get up to attend to our child in the middle of the night, because you'll do it. What type of person do you think I am?
I think you're you. So anyway, before this PDA turns into another fight, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For everything. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been.
Yes. All right, y'all. That's it. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, and,
we wrapped up the episode.
Yeah.
Well, I love you.
I love you too.
This was good.
It was.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is co-hosted,
co-produced,
co-created,
co-everything
by Mikey
and Randy Chapman.
See how we just split that up? We didn't mean to do it on purpose.
So if you like what you hear and see, support the show and our work on Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
New episodes once a week.
Prayerfully. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Spotify Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles.
That's the family. Details in our show notes.
We are available on YouTube,
iTunes,
Spotify,
Stitcher,
Google Podcasts,
and all other major streaming services.
Rate us
5 stars
and subscribe if you enjoyed this episode.
Or if you didn't, because reparations.
Right.
Be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
And follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_the_Chapmans.
As always, y'all, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.